know if you made this decision. Like, do you go with Trey or do you go with Morris?
I think the thing about, you know, our lineup and who starts and who plays right now, it's become more matchup specific, both with, you know, with Shelvin and Dante, and also with Boris and Trey. And that's true of the game as well. So, you know, that determination will, you know, we've got some ideas and conceptually how we feel about it. And it also, you know, every decision impacts another one. So depending on, you know, who you play at the point starting, who you play at the power forward, those players all interact. So I think that's probably more of a process now that when Derek's out for a while. We'll kind of see where it goes. But my guess is that Boris will start tonight. That's kind of what we're planning on.
How much would you like to work a lineup that's got four true perimeter guys, you know, wings and guards, and maybe play one out, in and four out, and experiment with that?
Well, the only time we've really been capable of doing that was in New York, because we had in a way that I think is really effective, because we had both Gordon and George. So and it'll also help when we get Alec back. So right now, if you look at our wing situation, we've been down two of our top guys. So it puts more pressure on the wings to be wings, and it's harder to swing them over. But it is something that we'll continue to do. And obviously, the New York game in the fourth quarter is a good example. I think that can be a really effective lineup. Again, some of it's going to depend on matchups and whether we want to chase a matchup when someone else goes small, or we want to dictate and have them come guard us too.
Derek's tried to play through, you know, a lot of pain lately. Is this something that may be beneficial to him, or he can just not even worry about the games and just get better?
Yeah, anything right now that can happen where he gets back to himself, you know, and he's, as you said, he's been doing everything he can. He did this summer as well, and it's a process. And I think at this point, you know, he's in a place where hopefully we can move him forward, and obviously it's going to take some rest before that can happen, but that's the plan, and you'd like to see him being able to play pain-free, or at least less than he's had right now. There's always potentially some soreness with these guys, you know, but not where it's inhibitive.
The challenges that the Bulls present defensively for you guys?
Well, there's a couple of them. You know, and they're related. Obviously, Butler and Wade are unique players. Their ability to get to the foul line, that's, you know, that's a big weapon for them. You know, it's something they use, and Jimmy Butler in particular, Dwayne Wade's used it his whole career. But the foul line is a big part of their offense. The other thing, that they're by far and away the best offensive rebounding team that we'll have played against. So that's a situation where we'll miss Faith, you know, when we play some teams like this that are real physical on the board. So what that means is particularly our perimeter players, you know, have to be ready to rebound. And because oftentimes the big guys, you know, they're going to be tangled up, you know, with Robin Lopez or with Taj Gibson, you know, with Portis. And it puts even more pressure on the wings to get in and defensive rebound. And their wings are good defensive rebounders or offensive rebounders, you know, in Butler and Wade and those guys. So that battle on the glass is as much, you know, part of their offense as anything. And then obviously with their two wings and the quality of players they are, a couple of the best players in the league.
So with the Bulls, it seems like their results have kind of been all over the place, mm-hmm. including just blowing Portland out. When you look at film, can you really figure out who they are, or from night to night it's hard to figure who they are?
Yeah, I think they know who they are. I actually think their identity as a team is in a good, effective place. It's kind of as you know, they know where their points are coming from, they know their specific roles, and they're able to, as a result, they're able to kind of play within those lanes and really complement each other. It's probably taken, like all teams, you know, it takes a little bit of time to really discover that, and they have a new group that they put together, so that's to be expected. But I think they're playing very well right now, and Portland obviously is an example of that. But I think their team fits together well.
When you had Gobert and Favors together, you had a real defensive identity. Mm-hmm. With Favors out, can you still have that level of defensive identity?
I'd like to think we can. You know, there's always, you know, when you lose a player of his caliber, you know, there's always challenges associated with that. But, you know, we have to be a little bit different, in that we have to. I think our wings have to be more solid, and really the defensive rebound is one of the biggest things. That we've been a good defensive rebounding team, and we've got to figure out a way to sustain that without Derek's presence. But, you know, I don't think we should drop off the cliff or anything, but it will be something we have to focus even more on.
George has been listed as questionable for quite some time now. How close is he?
Well, he's another example of, you know, of defensively, because he's such a quality defender. So, you know, hopefully he'll be, you know, hopefully we're going to get some people back and have an opportunity to play at full strength at some point. But in the absence of that, we've got guys like George that just need to keep working to get healthy and keep contributing any way they can. And hopefully over the long haul, it makes our team better. I mean, that's at least the way that we're choosing to look at it. And, you know, the glass is always half full. And in George's case, hopefully sooner than later. You know, it's just a question of, you can't hurry the healing process. And I think it's a little deceptive because he finished the game against New York, and that was more just him being George. You know, he was playing with was defensive rebounding with one hand. And he made a couple big free throws that he kind of willed in. And then the reality set in that he had really hurt his thumb. It's tough because it's on the shooting hand, too.
Yeah.
You know?